Get it? Octavarius, so nefarious. Eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius, descended from planet X. Hey, everybody.
Hey!
What up, everybody?
What up, everybody? Welcome to the Octavarius Podcast.
Woot!
This is episode 52 of the podcast.
Oh my god, that's like a whole year of things!
Wink!
I'm linking the DC series, it's 52.
It makes it the 1 year anniversary.
Oh my god.
Oh, it's
the birthday of the podcast.
It is weird. Basically the birthday.
Podcast.
Weird.
All right, let's start this celebration off by starting over at the far end of the room. Sound off.
Nick.
LP.
Costelvi.
Chris.
Lauren.
Tins.
Ryan.
Lisa.
Scott.
Yay.
Yay.
For those of us listening... For those of you, I should say, listening live on Blog TV, welcome! For those who are listening to this a week after the fact, you can join the podcast live by going to blogtv.com/people/Octavarius. That being said, I think we're all ready to start. Oh, where's our fucking mailbag?
Oh, hey, I found it, Tins.
Whoa,
Biwo?
Yeah.
Did Mark give you the mailbag?
Yeah, well, he let me know what's up, so it's cool.
Oh, great.
I got it, dude.
Okay, thanks, man.
You know what's up with that?
Yeah. Well, hang on. Let's just open it up. Let's open it up right here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
This letter is sent to us by Joseph P. Evilman. And
where's he from?
He is from he's from Asteroid M.
Nice.
Oh, sweet. Keith went there.
Cutting into my talking time.
Yeah. So, he says, "Hey there, Octavarius. I'm writing you from an evil fortress of a great villain who you will never know, but he's a hero to me. I was wondering, who is your favorite villain, and what are some of the greatest, most villainous acts that you can think of?" That's what I'm thinking. What's up with that? Peace or not?
Mr. Evilman, he lives on Asteroid M. That's awesome. That's where Magneto.
That is where Magneto.
Yeah, Magneto. He created that as a haven
for mutants,
right? Because they were being persecuted.
Yep,
that's right.
Is that evil?
Yeah,
well,
it's
a safe thing.
You know.
Protecting.
I think of all, you know, if we're discussing villains, when this is being recorded for those listening live right now, obviously if it's a week later or not, you might forget that today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And, you know, people always point out that as a villain, the relationship between Professor X and Magneto is often compared to Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, where they neither of them they're essentially fighting for the same thing.
Yes,
just with different techniques. They have a different way of achieving that.
Mm-hmm.
But they're both fighting for equality essentially.
Are you trying to say that Malcolm X is a villain?
No.
I would say that. I would say in some terms because he promoted violence, didn't he?
For a part of his life. Later on, he changed his outlook on
that. That is true. That is true.
Would you say that Magneto changed his outlook later?
Depends what comic you're
Once reading. Magneto started practicing Islam.
Yeah, I remember that issue.
Yeah. We had to read the autobiography of Magneto my junior year of high school. So
of Magneto?
Yeah, Eric.
Oh, I'm sorry. Magneto.
Oh, no. Max.
Yeah.
Makes a lot more sense.
I see.
Although that'd be a pretty good one with Magneto.
You know, if Magneto was a world-renowned villain, I'm sure his autobiography would be very, very popular.
I would definitely read the autobiography of Eric Lencher.
Of course.
He's a murderer, though. He killed a lot of people.
Yeah, but he'd be a very interesting read. I suppose I'd feel bad giving money to him and his publisher, but I'd want to know that story.
Would you define Magneto as a mutant supremacist?
Yes, I would.
Absolutely.
He believes that he is the next evolution of humankind.
And that everyone who isn't a mutant is inferior.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like we would prosecute cavemen. Like we prosecuted Encino Man.
Yeah.
Well, I never saw Encino Man. We prosecuted him?
That's just in the sequel.
There was no sequel to Encino Man, listeners. Don't go looking.
But if there was, it would be a total courtroom drama.
I used to love that
one. And it would totally be about finding out how to be cool for real.
You know who would be a horrible villain?
Who is that?
Evil guy? Pauly Shore.
Well,
I think so.
He would be bad at being a villain.
Yeah, that's. I mean, like,
what makes a good villain then, Lauren?
Well, he's, a good villain isn't lackadaisical. Like, he's lackadaisical. I think you have to be motivated. Yeah. You have to be driven by something to be.
So a good villain is driven.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They won't stop until they get what they want. And Pauly Shore. You just need to smoke him up and give him a pizza, dude.
He played a villain in the television series Entourage for a very, very brief period. Mm-hmm. Villain to Johnny Drama.
So a modern-day villain.
Was he a good villain?
Well, I mean, against Johnny Drama.
Classic villain versus modern villain?
He was just annoying.
I remember.
I mean, that's a villain of sorts.
He's a villain,
I feel, for Johnny Drama.
He's a villain to his girlfriend's parents and son-in-law.
Yes.
Oh, but they love him by the end of it. He's always trying to get the dad out there. They get the dad and the mom to like connect again.
Okay.
He puts on the chaps with the like butt hanging out. Oh, he's so cool.
And we have struck a nerve with Lauren.
Yeah.
Okay, Pauly Shore is a villain to the U.S. Army's standards and practices in the army now.
He's a villain against science
in Biodome, of course.
So Pauly Shore technically is one of the greatest villains in his.
There, we did it. We figured it out in the podcast. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in.
In his universe, he destroys important science experiments. He destroys the morals of one family in Nebraska?
Yeah, but then, by that definition, we're all villains. Anytime we break the law or inconvenience anyone, we become a villain.
None of us would ever rip the heart out of someone and then put them into a lava pit.
A la Mola.
Mola
Ramen Temple of Doom.
Yes, I love that scene.
Who, in my opinion, is one of the best villains in the history of film.
Why is Mola Ramen so good?
Why is he so good at being a villain?
Yeah.
Well, do you know that he doesn't appear into the movie Temple of Doom into an hour into it?
Yes, I do. And that's why I wonder why you think he's so good.
I think he's so good because just the actor, not the actor, but the character, he's like, he looks possessed. He enslaves children, rips people's hearts out, like I said.
But he does it for his god, right?
Yes.
Yes. So... In his mind, he's not a villain.
So do you I think that makes a better villain if what you think you're doing is good.
Yes,
just
I agree.
Just like Magneto.
Then I'll agree with that. Because then if you don't see any harm in what you're doing, then you've got nothing to lose.
Okay,
it's still right and wrong, though.
I disagree. I think the most nefarious, evil, vile villain, it's a villain who's driven by essentially nothing. Which is why,
even by evil,
here comes.
Ooh, yeah.
Which is why I firmly stand by the most evil villain in all of literature.
My God, my dick is hard.
Was that a cat dying?
Number one most evil villain of all time has to be the veterinarian from Beethoven. Because
that really did not go where I wanted.
Because, and I've thought about this before, because you watch the movie. You know, we all watched the movie as kids.
We all have seen Beethoven.
And I grew up and I watched the movie again and I realized he spends the entire movie trying to kill Beethoven for no reason. It starts when he's in the lab with his henchmen and it's lightning and he goes, I need puppies. Get me puppies. So they rob a pet store because they can only perform experiments on puppies.
And he doesn't say why he needs puppies, then?
Something about poison and seeing, like, if poison can... I don't even
Chris,
know.
So he's a scientist.
His experiment... Here's why I feel he's not that evil of a villain. I feel like you have to be somewhat successful for you to be taken seriously as a villain.
As if you
well,
were
what,
to...
Well, what? Now we're getting into what constitutes a villain.
Well,
why does he spend the antagonist who's against the protagonist?
But Brian, why does he spend the whole movie chasing down Beethoven when Beethoven is an adult dog and he doesn't even need it anymore? He frames Beethoven. He frames him.
That's true.
He finds him and his buddy, and then at the end, he tries to shoot him.
That's true.
Was it with a train gun or was it with a real gun?
With a real gun.
Like his Magnum or something.
Yeah. The thing is, Chris, I feel like although he is an evil person, he was foiled before he could really kill anybody or anything. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if you're thinking somebody that's evil, it has to be someone that had some success. Magneto killed some humans.
A comet
and some
crashing into Earth.
Cruella DeVille killed many.
And I'm sure,
Cruella DeVille definitely killed puppies.
And I'm sure the vet has killed other dogs before Beethoven. I'm sure Beethoven wasn't his first attempt. I'm sure he put down a lot of dogs for no reason other than petty vengeance.
It's usually like a mental disorder. I'm sure his father before him killed dogs, and one time he decided, he saw something in his son and decided to take him to kill his first dog.
Boner 3000 says Chris is a racist.
Just said that long ago. Apparently you can't talk about Malcolm X without being called racist. It's a very common comparison.
My favorite villain is a recent villain. Okay. And I think it's the Jew Hunter from Inglourious Basterds.
That's a good villain.
He's a great villain.
My number one used to be somebody else, who will probably come up later. But I feel that I forget his name now.
But Christopher Waltz.
But the name of the character besides the Jew Hunter.
We've had this discussion, Brian, me and you. But who would you say is a better villain? That guy,
Christopher Waltz,
the Jew Hunter in Glorious Bastards, or Heath Ledger's portrayal of the Joker in Dark Knight?
Ooh,
you know,
they're both good.
The Joker
is so fun.
I feel that the Joker is scary, and just very frightening, but there. There is
he's
something.
Reckless, though.
Yeah,
he's
I feel
so
that
reckless.
He's reckless, and
at
I feel
the same
that
time, he's
the
very controlled.
Well, this is a very contradictory. I think you said different last time I asked you this question, or maybe I just interpret, or I persuaded you otherwise in the sense that.
And you might do it again tonight.
I might do it again right now in the sense that the two characters are very similar in their evilness. However, the Joker never has any. Like, he's not scared, he has no fear about anything, whereas in the end of Inglourious Basterds, he shows weakness, and he's getting his head cut off, and all that stuff, where the Joker would have welcomed that kind of pain and tears.
Blog TV user Pat gave us the name. It's Hans Landa.
Hans Landa. It is Hans Landa.
Yeah.
I was thinking that Hans Landa might be the name of the... Of the reformed Nazi that kills people, but Hans Landa is the Jew Hunter. Yeah, I feel that Hans Landa, what makes him dangerous, and what makes the Joker less dangerous, is that the Joker, you know right away that he's trouble. You look at him, he's trouble. Hans Landa, you're not sure if he's good or bad right away, and he's very
and you know what?
Hans Landa never. He wants to get out of what he wants to get away. Scot-free, whereas the Joker doesn't want that. He's like, whatever, he's an anarchist.
But at the same time, and I think I'm starting to side with you, Biwo, is that the Joker, I feel, is more willing to just kill somebody instantly. He does still want to kill and destroy, but he'll do it at any time, whereas Hans Landa will make people squirm in their seats or whatever, trying to draw out this process as long as possible. With his victim still knowing at the end he's probably going to get killed.
I would argue, and I wish Mark was here, because I'm going to make a D&D reference, that the Joker is chaotic evil, whereas Hans Landa is neutral evil, that he's out for himself.
But I think that makes him more evil, because the Joker doesn't... I mean, when someone is just 100% insane, they don't realize... Like Hans Landa knows what he's doing. He understands that people have feelings. He knows how to manipulate people's feelings, how to make them feel safe, and then turn around and destroy them. Whereas the Joker is not thinking about people's feelings. he's just, he's an uncontrollable force. He's just absolutely 100% batshit insane.
Yeah.
Now, are we going to touch on animated villains at all?
Of course. Girl.
Lauren
Magneto.
Cruella de Vil.
I got some Facebook ones. Okay. Annie R. says Clayton from Disney's Tarzan. And I hesitate to say this one, but Jonathan P. says my mom or Matt's mom. But I know, but he's a dick. He's an improv dick. Fuck you, bitch. But Clayton, I'm not familiar with Clayton. I'm not familiar with the film Tarzan.
I was gonna say probably out of the Disney villains, like Scar from Lion King.
Oh my god, he's so evil.
He kills Mufasa. He lets Mufasa go. Yeah, he kills his brother.
Family ties broken.
And then he lies and like, oh, he's just made of lies. He creates an army.
He's just made of lies.
He makes his whole army, which is very reminiscent of Nazis. Oh,
yes.
But like, yeah, Scar is just so evil.
Scar is pretty evil. What was Scar's main goal?
Do you want to be king?
So he just wanted to be king of the pride.
By
it's
any
very,
means
it's
necessary.
Very Shakespearean.
You know what, people? I bet you if he held on to full control of the pride lands, he would have set his scope outward from there. I think it would go far beyond the Pride Lands. Because with the Pride Lands, he's basically just annexing the Elephant Graveyard.
Well,
isn't that then really very
in.
Similar to the agenda of Darth Vader? Darth Vader is probably one of the greatest villains of all time.
Yeah.
But he was under the Emperor.
But the thing is the Emperor is not as good of a villain. Just because Vader is underneath Hans Landa was under Hitler, but I feel that Hans Landa is a much more villainous person than Hitler.
But also, the Emperor got shit done. I mean, Scar just let everyone die. Am I remembering this correctly? Like, everyone was starving.
Yeah.
There was no food.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is the common theme. This is what unites 99% of villains. All they want is power.
Not all of them.
And then once they get power, they don't really give a damn about anyone but themselves.
And that's not all villains.
But that's most villains.
I'll bring up a fun little story about one of my favorites. It's not my favorite villain, but it's one of the best ones. There's an issue of What If, a Marvel comic, where it was What If Doctor Doom really did take over the world. And he got rid of all the superheroes there were, and so Doctor Doom was the ruler of the world. And he got sick of it because there was no one challenging him, and he had all this paperwork to do. So,
very boring issue.
I'm serious. I'm serious.
Just him filing away.
Well, I can't believe I missed that issue. I love the What If comics.
Yeah.
I remember I have the What If Hulk killed Wolverine.
Oh, yeah.
I had the What If the symbiote, the alien symbiote, didn't get taken off of Spider-Man.
Dude, I haven't read any of the What Ifs.
Yeah,
it sounds like I'm missing out.
Yeah.
They're real interesting.
At the end, he ends up wishing the superheroes to come back.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. I read this book like years ago. I was like 13. So I'm sorry I'm bringing it up. It's another nerd book.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty much D&D. It's called Villains by Necessity.
Mm-hmm.
In a sense, we're a world of all good. Villains are gone, and it's just all good people. And then this group has to essentially become villains because the good people are now brainwashing people through magic to not be evil. So they're, in a sense, becoming evil, and they have to be this pillar, this evil, for the balance to exist.
Right.
And I think it's that sense in this Doctor Doom where, I mean, if there's no good, then what can evil do?
Yeah.
And then evil becomes the status quo, and what has to be the new good?
I guess
what has to be the new evil in the sense of the evil world?
We break down, we need villains, you know? Everyone in the world of nature, you know, if you are a mouse, a villain is a hawk.
So you're essentially...
Whenever the hawk comes around, we need them.
You're making... So you're making the
or
you're
a snake or anything that eats mice.
So you guys are making you guys are making the Captain Hook argument from Hook. What would the world be like?
Yeah, Captain Hook.
Another
amazing villain.
Exactly. That's what we need. That.
Yeah.
Tell that.
Which, did you know Hook is also supposed to resemble the father of Wendy?
Yes, he's played in
the
play.
Same,
he's played
yeah,
by the same actor.
And it's supposed to be the same
yeah.
voice.
But I mean, tell your argument to the comet. or the asteroid that attacked Earth.
I will not make non-sentient creatures or items.
Well, is that not villains. The antagonist, though, in Armageddon?
I would not call it an antagonist.
No, I wouldn't call it.
Are you saying, what are they fighting against?
I would call it the premise of the film.
Does not the asteroid kill people in Armageddon? Does not the comet in Deep Impact cause a tidal wave?
Yeah, but
does
like...
Does not the comet kill it in Armageddon?
Makula, ladders kill people. I don't consider ladders to be...
Everybody, Makula's right. I am 100%... on Makula's side here.
What in the fuck is going on?
Wait, if you're for the comet, dude, I got a way better non-human villain.
Yeah, the flood.
And sometimes you need these two. You need humans to have to band together against something like
the shark from Jaws. The shark from Jaws is way better than all that shit.
But that's a living thing. I'll say the shark.
I won't say it's a villain. He's just hungry.
The shark from Jaws is a villain because he comes back.
No, that's not the same shark.
He knows what he's doing.
In the first film, he comes back.
He's hungry. Do you not eat more than one meal a day?
How hard is it to find something other than that little boat?
Like, sharks aren't supposed to be eating only humans, which I assume the Jaws was doing. Yeah, there are other animals in its food chain that it eats.
Because
go ahead.
When they went out on that boat, Nick, it wasn't just near the beach. They found the shark outside of the beach. Yes, the shark was in shallow waters, sure. Which was, you know, out of its character.
Okay, but that shark, I will agree with you on Jaws.
The shark from Jaws
is a villain. Now, I want to ask you a question, though.
It's a jerk.
Now, this is an argument I got into a lot of people with in college.
It's okay, I still love you.
No, I agree with you on Jaws. The alien from Alien. Villain or not.
From now, Alien, not Aliens.
The first one, 1979, yeah. Ridley Scott's Alien.
Oh, I'm not just clarifying for you. It's for everyone because it's very different from Alien to Aliens.
I don't know. It's not like the alien was trying to kill everyone to be evil. That's just what it did.
And to be fair, it was just born.
It was probably scared shitless in there.
It was probably scared shitless.
Yeah. A bunch of aliens trying to kill it? I'd defend myself.
Yeah, yeah. Think creatures that it had never seen before.
So and that's the alien... scary thing.
Well,
and
you're just humanizing the villain.
And I feel
still think it's a villain.
I don't think the alien...
Because every story needs a villain.
Yes.
So what is the villain in this?
Sigourney Weaver
is both the antagonist and the villain.
I disagree that every story needs a villain. Person. Gift of the Magi didn't need a villain.
I don't even know what story that is, so...
That's a fable.
It is
like,
about
that's
gift-giving.
Like a...
It is a short story.
I didn't say short story.
You said every story needs
a
villain.
That's not a short story.
It's poverty.
Personal items to buy a gift for someone.
You could argue that poverty
you're always going against something. There's always something you have to overcome. So in that case, it was that they had no money. What could they do? And that's how they overcame it. And it turned out, even though, you know...
There's no villain
so
someone in the
they're living
Black TV...
Okay.
Someone in the Black TV chat room said, Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus. What's the villain? And I think that's maybe what Chris is trying to say.
I think that's...
What is a villain? Anything can be a villain. Anything you're going against.
You know, whatever's trying to kill you.
I can make an
whatever could kill
villain
you tomorrow is a villain.
I actually have had a recent experience with anything can be a villain. You know the movie... Martin Scorsese directed it. It was Leo DiCaprio
and
Matt Damon.
Oh, Departed.
Departed
against New York.
So, I always confuse the Departed with the town because it takes place, same place. So, Departed, I know everyone is supposed to like the Leo DiCaprio character. Mm-hmm. He's supposed to be the protagonist. Mm-hmm. I totally... don't like him.
I
like
Matt
Damon's
over
better.
DiCaprio in that movie.
I was all a Matt Damon guy over Leo DiCaprio.
Though I would still I'd consider neither of them the villain. I would still consider Nicholson the villain.
Absolutely. You think Nicholson is the main villain?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Nicholson works for the FBI.
He's got both of them in his control.
But I don't think Nicholson is the main villain.
He's a great villain.
Drugs are the main villain.
I think the main villain is supposed to be Matt Damon.
Wow.
Because he is everything that Leo DiCaprio's not.
Can you guys think of any movies that make the villains as we would perceive them, look good and be the protagonist.
Oh my god, yeah.
Likeable villain movie.
Training Day.
Oh, ooh. I love
Training Day. Oh, you gotta love, you gotta love Training Day.
Despicable Me, yeah, exactly.
Alonzo Entrapment. Harris is awesome.
But let's talk about Training Day.
Let's talk about Training Day.
Can we talk about Training Day?
Oh god, Training Day is so good.
I've never seen Training Day.
You know what?
Denzel,
I don't think I have either.
Denzel Washington.
It's my favorite thing.
He won an Oscar for it.
He did.
Gentleman and Lady.
I think everyone here in
Fuck
this
you,
corner.
Lauren.
This corner here that consists
you,
of Castell.
Matt and Matt's mom.
We're talking
then.
About Training Day.
We're talking about Training Day.
Training Day. This year, LP, you were saying this corner here.
This corner here, this 850 West Berry crew, we swear by Training Day.
Oh, yeah.
We quote Training Day a lot.
That's right.
Because and it's mostly all Alonzo Harris quotes because he's like such
well,
a good
he does
villain.
He does this entire thing because he pretty much, like, there's a scene where he catches this guy. It's someone famous. And he doesn't
Snoop
arrest
Dogg.
Him. Snoop Dogg, yeah. For drugs. And he's like, how come you didn't arrest him? And he's like, because I want to find out who the main drug lord is. So you're thinking, this guy's a rough cop, but he's a good cop. He's going to go to the head monster, the head drug dealer. You know, like,
surprise ending. You find out that, well, yeah, you find out that he was in these, I probably shouldn't say it on the podcast.
Yeah, don't spoil it. Because
you should see the movie.
It came out in 2001.
It did come out 10 years ago.
Yeah, you should
see it. No, come on, don't spoil it for me and Chris.
I feel that...
Why haven't you seen this film?
It's never on.
You haven't showed it. You haven't watched
it.
Come over, we'll show
you. Yeah, we should watch Training Day.
There's never a bad
Training Day.
Alright, we're all going to hang out and watch Training Day.
Please.
So here's my
you should watch Fight Club again.
Favorite.
just what we're talking.
One
about.
Of my favorite guys who plays a villain, and it seems like he only plays villain.
Lord Voldemort.
Billy Zane.
I hope you're gonna say
no.
Billy
Zane.
I think you're going to say.
I don't know.
It's definitely not.
No, it's Jason. Jason Isaacs.
I don't know who that is.
No, true. Untrue. Untrue. He was a doctor, a medical doctor in Event Horizon.
Boom.
He was a good guy.
All right,
good. Boom,
to know.
I love Event
Which
Horizon.
Which one is this Isaacsman?
He was the guy who I got confused with Lee Schreiber about a week ago when we were having an argument.
I remember that argument, and all I knew is you were like a million times wrong.
But I
and
was
I kept
right.
saying Lee Schreiber from
Lord,
Scream, and you're like, yeah.
Who is this, and why is
the
he
doctor?
So villainous?
The doctor in Event Horizon is Jason
He's
Isaacs.
Also...
The British guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. He also is the bad guy in The Patriot, which I
oh,
thought,
okay.
damn, that's a good villain. And then he's also Hook
he plays,
in Peter Pan.
What?
And he's also
Wait,
Lucius
wait,
Malfoy
back up, back
in,
up.
Oh, in Peter Pan, like the
yeah.
new
not
okay.
movie.
Hook.
Not
Hook.
Hook.
Which
that's
is Dustin Hoffman,
so,
who is amazing.
He plays Hook, but he's in
Did
Peter Pan.
Did he do
Pan.
Anything for that?
Yeah.
But
and I think
but
the fact he found his niche
the
as
Malfoy.
The
he's the Draco.
Yeah, Lucius
Malfoy.
Yeah.
Ah.
I yes. have a villain to rival all y'all.
Oh,
do
y'all.
Bring it.
And it is...
I hope it's the octopus lady from Little Mermaid.
I really do.
She is great.
It is Tony Perkis from the movie Heavyweight.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
One
what
of my favorite
oh,
villains.
He's so good. Ben Stiller
he's
plays
so
the best.
Evil. He plays
I can't
mind
believe
games.
We've been doing this podcast so long, but we rarely touch on Cloud's love of the movie Heavyweight.
Lisa loves
she loves Heavyweight. As in,
I
loves
it,
the
like,
movie Heavyweight.
But would you consider it your favorite movie?
It's my secret favorite movie. Nice. I tell
not
everyone
anymore.
That, then I'll just get made fun of.
I love Heavyweights too.
I do watch it like monthly.
Really?
Monthly?
Dude,
whoa!
I great. May know like all the words, but
nice.
Anyways, talking
it's
about villains, nice. Tony Perkis—he's so evil. He like denies them breakfast, lunch, dinner. He makes them. He is so mean to them. He's like,
played
we're going to try on this rock
yeah.
face with our bare hands. Who does that?
I love when he tells them, oh, God, what is it? You just experienced something. God, what is it? He has, like, these great, like, little bits of advice
walk on glass
and knowledge that he gives to the children.
Oh, yeah. Over the megaphone thing? He's like liposuction, option or obsession,
yeah.
things like that.
And then when he's pushing them,
like, oh, you mean like in the video thing at the end?
Oh yeah.
He's like, no lunch, no dinner.
You know it has.
Talking fucking heavyweights.
You know it has really great villains.
We're talking heavyweights, but the Octavarius Bodka.
The
but he loses in the end.
Any of the shitty villains. from the American Pie, like straight to DVD movies. Oh. Those are the best villains, man.
I don't know if you haven't been alienated yet, dude, audience. You are.
Dude,
now.
The American Pie DVDs pale in comparison because
the original nerds. It's like the nerds are coming out to get us.
Oh,
or like they'll have midgets,
lamos, and they're like those villains are fun. Yeah. But like if you're talking like a college sexy movie villain. The best villains, the best villain of all has got to be Dean Wormer from Animal House.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just talk.
Oh, man.
He's so good at being a bad guy. You know, like, you're a double secret probation.
I want to keep talking about this.
Your great point average is zero.
I got a Facebook best villain, zero. Ryan H. Childhood Obesity. Well played, Ryan.
Chevy wins.
Actually, I feel like villains in teen movies are
so
like in
good.
A class of their own. Like the
Ed Rooney.
Yeah,
Ferris
I was just
Bowl
gonna say
Bowl.
Ed Rooney
yes.
is a fantastic.
Oh
villain.
Yeah.
Wait, what was it?
Because he's funny.
Thunder
3000
thinks that Ray Liotta from Wild Hogs is pretty good.
Oh,
he's a great villain too because he's just mean and evil for no reason.
Who's the one from The Breakfast Club?
Dean Vernon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's
great.
A great villain too. And what's great is him and Ed Rooney are just doing their jobs.
Yeah, that's true. Wait a second.
Yeah.
I think they're going above and
yes.
beyond
so
doing their jobs.
So they're doing
dicks.
Great at their jobs.
No,
no,
you
wait.
Don't break an entry
no.
and call that a good job.
Thank you, Lauren.
Who's perfect among us? But he was trying to do his job.
Principal Rooney completely neglected the rest of the school to just follow Ferris Bueller around Chicago. That's terrible.
He's
a fucking terrible principal. He should be fired. And Principal Rooney, okay, or I mean,
what
sorry, if, not Principal Vernon from Breakfast Club.
Yeah, what about Dean Vernon?
Dean Vernon. So Mr. Vernon, I feel that he was not as bad as Rooney, but he was still kind of a prick, dude. The way he treated the janitor. You could tell the way he treated the custodian was a dick thing to do.
No
one's questioning it.
He's
but,
a douchebag.
But I didn't think that he was a terrible principal. He might have been like that, a dick, but Rooney should never keep his job. That's terrible. That is terrible.
You know what?
Did he take the day off too? And technically,
no,
maybe he did that.
Because he took...
Saturday.
Well, no, because he was at work, and the secretary, who is so sweet, but also very absent-minded...
Yeah, she wasn't very good at her job either.
She kept multiple pencils in her hair.
I do that sometimes.
Yeah, Nick
what?
C...
Keep
what?
Pencils,
what?
Like, you put it behind
okay.
But multiple.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Costello.
Anyway.
Nick C on my Twitter says the best villain is Mother Nature... In the Day After Tomorrow.
I agree with that.
And its sequel, 2012.
Yeah.
That's
and the prequel, Hard Rain.
You know what's has the worst villains
okay.
that I've been realizing? So, it's not a secret anymore that I like Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
What?
Yeah.
And I've been watching a lot
I'm putting
of
it all over my Twitter.
And I realized that the villains are pretty weak. Like, I still love it, and I don't want to bash mouth it too much, but...
Bash mouth it?
Don't, first of all, don't bash mouth.
It's my new catchphrase.
Second of all, I cannot believe we're talking about Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Does no one else in this room watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
No.
I've seen, like, two episodes.
Have you guys watched it ever?
No.
Maybe 10 years
it's
ago.
It's really fantastic.
You know, a lot of people do say that.
I was forced to watch it. I bought my ex-girlfriend, like, the complete series box set.
Yeah.
So I had to watch a few episodes. And then she dragged me to the musical episode that they have at the musical.
Yeah,
episode.
The musical episode.
I cannot get into that.
You know who loves it, but he can't. He's not here to defend himself.
Mark Buzinski
loves that show. Our freshman year of college.
Mark likes anything Joss Whedon does.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mark thinks Joss Whedon is like.
I couldn't get into it though, but I'd fall asleep to it because we're in a dorm room and I'd always wake up to like vampire stuff. And he would. Thing is, like, he wouldn't just watch one episode. He'd watch it until like 4 in the morning, and I've been trying to go to bed for like 3 hours.
But the. So all seven seasons were pretty shitty villains, right? Now the last season, which I'm watching right now, has I think the root, it's really called the First, and it's supposed to be evil of its, like, basic form. Like, the first evil ever created on Earth. Like, man was created, and so
was taking time. Way too long. Dude, what the fuck is going on with this story, Laura?
I am so lost. Is it coming to an end? Shit.
I'm just saying that in what the is very
this?
End.
How many hours do you think we get with this fucking story? Who's You're the villain?
You're
not helping.
The villain,
who is the goddamn
villain?
The villain
is the First. It's evil at its root. That's what it is.
What is that? What does that mean?
So it's like Satan? Did Buffy fight Satan?
That brings me to my point.
Finally, someone.
Going back to what Castelvi said, Castelvi said he wouldn't argue with me about not counting non... I can't remember the phrase.
Sentient creatures.
Sentient. What do you think about the demon in The Exorcist?
I told you this the other day. I haven't seen that movie all the way through.
Oh, it's so scary.
Well,
it's like the
demon that goes
horror
into a girl.
Movie.
No, I gathered that much. I guess she's the villain, or that's a creature.
No, but the demon is like in her.
The demon,
it's not actually her. The demon
is still something that can think.
As far as demons and ghosts go, I feel like the demon in Exorcist is much more evil than the poltergeists.
Yeah.
And poltergeist.
Is it like Satan himself in The Exorcist?
Well, because the beginning. Yeah,
it's like Spawn of Satan.
It's
not exactly
because
Satan.
They talk about.
Yeah.
It's like Satan's kind of busy. I feel like.
They don't actually say what it is, because in the beginning of the movie, they're in Egypt and some like dig and they're like, oh, there's something cursed here, but they don't ever say what religion or what. They don't try to like narrow down to anything. So
apparently,
that was
based on a true story.
Yeah, that's what scared. That's what makes it a good villain.
Because I had the DVD. Well, my parents asked them, like, you can see like the newspaper articles, and like that was legit. It just freaks
straight
me
up
out.
Legit,
okay, I have. There's. This has been brought up a couple times already. We touched on it a little bit earlier, but the ultimate villain in movies and in real life is Hitler. Hitler's the ultimate. Anyone you say, hey, that guy's the worst guy, they go, is he worse than Hitler? Like, Hitler is like a benchmark.
That's just what people know.
I would argue there's people worse than Hitler.
Way
in
worse
fiction.
Than Hitler.
About Satan.
But Hitler, but I mean, he goes down, it, like, think about how many movies Hitler is just the bad, like.
Yeah, there's really no movie where he's the protagonist.
Except for
you
the Charlie Chaplin
that.
Movie.
He was so. He was
what was that movie? What?
Isn't there a Charlie Chaplin movie where he, like.
The Great Dictator.
Yeah,
probably
to,
a good
You have to mock him because he's so. Like, you have to do that with real life villains. You have to mock them. Otherwise, they're too scary. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, Laura, why don't you talk about this, being Jewish?
Okay. You gotta take them down there.
It's become the ultimate insult, though. If you want to call someone evil, you call him Hitler.
Yeah, that has become.
He's probably
Hitler is almost more powerful than calling someone the devil or Satan. If
yeah,
you call someone Hitler,
so
it seems so
heavy.
But
it's
so
real.
Overused.
Yeah,
everyone says it.
You say
they
so
say
much.
It all the time. It's lost its complete meaning.
And it shouldn't have, though. Like, for how fucked up he was, for, like, what a huge villain he was. Like, the fact that that's something people just throw out now, like, that sucks.
For Hitler, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess it's not as hard-hitting to our generation because we didn't, like, live through it. We just read about it in history books, maybe? All
right, here's another good villain. Just a villain that's currently alive right now. I feel that Fred Phelps and all those guys with the Westboro Baptist Church, all those guys, the God Hates Fags website and everything, they're like... It seems like they're the one of the few people in the world everyone can just roundly condemn.
Oh, you're talking like George McCarthy types, you know, where everyone's
like
politics, where it's like everybody's so everyone's like, man, that was a dark part of our history.
Yeah, well, the guy,
is that what you're saying?
The guy, like, you almost think he'd have to be faking it. He's so evil, you know.
But there's people who are like creepy, horrible people out there who actually like agree and support.
But, like, that's why they're the, like, there's a video I saw online of, it was Michael Moore, and he was going around with a bunch of gay dudes in he called it the Sodomobile. It was, like, a big, like, you know, RV thing, and he would just follow them around to where they were protesting, and these buff gay dudes would just party on him. Like, they'd just take out, like, a boombox, and they'd just party on him till he got upset and left. It was just them going around the country pestering them. And it's like, whenever I see someone prank them, I'm like, these are the people that, like, we need to prank.
You know,
like,
what you just realized? There can't be a true villain. Because every villain has some type of person supporting them. Even, there are people who still support Hitler or
not the comedy still, because there not are, the asteroid. People.
Yeah, there's got to be a lonely villain somewhere.
I don't know, because every villain has their.
What about the Grinch?
But well, well, Lauren,
he has the dog.
Lauren, yes. Just because LeFou supported Gaston, that doesn't make Gaston like an okay guy.
But he's the hero to LeFou. You, so how?
Lauren, he's the hero Lauren, to LeFou, but he's the villain to Valentine.
Yeah, but if he's a hero to somebody, does he make? Is that a complete villain? Like, is there a villain that's not a hero? To
Lord Voldemort villain? And the Death Eaters. There's your proof.
That's been coming up too.
True.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean? Yeah, the Death Eaters support Lord Voldemort.
So what you're saying is, even though they have a following, they still are villain to the rest of the universe.
Yes, this is true.
So, or like Lord of the Rings. We have not talked about Lord of the Rings yet.
Finally!
There are so many villains.
Like, Sauron? Like, one orcs are all on Sauron's side, but Sauron is still.
So it just matters on your perspective.
It's entirely your perspective.
It
sure.
Just is there a villain that's a universal villain that like nobody follows? Like a dick besides?
That nobody likes?
Yeah, that's the bad guy.
Just is no friend.
Nobody likes the devil.
The bad guy from Phone Booth.
But there's people who worship the devil.
Yeah, they know.
He has no friends.
He's a renegade villain. Yeah, he's a renegade. He's a villain.
I really don't want to talk about
if we're talking bad guy from Phone Booth,
can we not?
Then you gotta bring in. If you think that he is a lonely villain that's better, I got a better lonely villain for you. Dennis Hopper in Speed. Pop quiz, hot shot. I'm gonna blow your fucking face off.
What about this? The bag, Speed 2, he puts leeches on his skin.
Willem Dafoe's got no friends.
So are you trying to tell me that you think the villain from Speed 2
Cruise Control
is better?
Terrible movie.
Is better than the villain from Speed 1.
I
just want you to know that people
are
listening to you.
Dr. Octopus is all by himself.
He's got arms.
They're not people.
His arms are not his henchmen.
Oh, well, how about a damn chip?
How about Kevin Spacey from Seven?
John Doe.
Boom.
Kevin Spacey from Seven. I would say more evil than Dennis Hopper in Speed.
Oh, absolutely.
What about Hannibal Lecter?
Hannibal Lecter is a great one.
I don't feel like he's a villain in the first film because Cowboy Bob is.
You're right. I would argue that.
Cowboy Bob's the villain.
I don't think that's his name.
I thought it was Cowboy Bob.
I think it's Buffalo Bill.
Buffalo Bill.
Cowboy Bob.
Isn't that Lawrence Fishburne from Pee Wee Herman's Playhouse?
That's Cowboy Curtis.
Yeah, I legitimately thought it was Cowboy Bob. Wow,
you're thinking of Kurt Russell.
That's stupid.
What do you guys think of films like Ferngully and Avatar?
I think we should skip
them. That tree has no friends.
They're like humans as villains. They're making us look like the bad guys.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I get a little antsy during that because I get indignant when I see those movies where humans are the bad people. I'm like, fuck you, man. I'm a human. I paid to come here.
Yeah,
you tell me
I paid to come here.
You know how much it cost me to get to Pandora? This planet is mine.
Fuck you, man. I
watched this whole movie.
I watched your whole shitty movie. And you're telling me I'm a bad person for coming to see your fucking movie? Fuck you, dude. I didn't knock that over. Tins did.
Maybe Tins.
Sorry, everybody.
It's getting emotional.
Can
we just say that? I'm against it.
Here's some uncharted territory where I'm surprised we haven't gone yet.
Okay, sure, take us
to
best video game villain.
Oh, I got it. Oh boy,
my dick is hot.
Okay,
the ultimate video game villain.
Makula's
already got something.
I got plenty. I would say Zeus from the God of War franchise.
Oh, you're done. All right, now Chris. Chris, what's yours?
I got more.
I think my go-to is Bowser. Like, Bowser's like the knee-jerk reaction.
Oh, my God.
Although Mario has many villains.
Bowser's needs, dude.
Was that?
He's got needs. He's got a quota to fill.
He wants that princess on him.
Yeah, but he's great.
He's so cartoony,
and he won't die. But you've always, he steals your girlfriend.
Ganon would kill Bowser in a heartbeat.
Ganon's more evil. Ganon is way more evil than
I feel that if we're talking like most...
One is a pig that tries to kill societies. One is a Bowser, a dinosaur that steals women to get cake.
Ganon's a warlock, right?
Well, doesn't Bowser want to take over the world?
Oh, fuck you, Nintendo assholes. Robotnik from Sega.
Robotnik.
He enslaved so many cute baby bunnies and squirrels.
It was for science,
he's
Brian.
Just, like, wasting his time.
No, he turned them into cyborg slaves. He broke up families and children. And you as Sonic had to save them.
And he always flew around in the same little flying cart, and he would just modify it and throw crazy.
He was such an asshole.
Brian, you have been a proponent for against animal rights and for human rights.
I understand that.
Dr. Robotnik is human, and all of the people that he's hurting are stupid animals.
Look, man, I'm looking at this from a video game perspective. I'm a human. I'm a hedgehog.
What if they're happier as robots, Brian? They don't have to worry about food. They don't have to worry. Like, what if they're happier as
they
robots?
They weren't.
Listen, I walked into this podcast and I thought it was going to be about humans, but this is now about animals. Fuck this podcast.
Zeus. From God of War.
Damn it.
Oh, Christ. All that time you had the same one as before?
I mean, there are other
and
ones.
Scott takes the lead of the podcast.
Like, nice, Scott.
The Origami Killer from Heavy Rain.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Scott knows that. I don't know if anybody knows Scott.
But no one knows that game.
Yeah, so. I can't really talk
about it. Spoil it. Is that only a PS3 game?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why I haven't played.
How about this one? The Mega Man. I was always convinced
Dr. Wily
was a different... the villains in the game.
As a matter of fact, his like castles, his fortresses themselves seem to have a main goal of destroying anyone who should try to enter it. That's pretty goddamn.
Anyone and anything that
in
came
fact,
here.
In fact, like his castle is completely unusable in any other aspect. He doesn't have like a great hall.
He's waiting
or
on the roof
room.
In a big machine, yeah. Just waiting for you to get this bright hot as hell in there.
The roof is the only place Dr. Wily can go because the rest of his fortress is so goddamn evil.
But then all the guys were great because when you defeat the villain. You can become the villain. You can take the advantage the villain has over you.
Would you call that becoming the villain, though? I think that makes an interesting aspect of
it. He leaps into the air and he absorbs them.
So
he absorbs their
power. He absorbs their power, yeah.
You don't think you'd end up with something a little extra than just the powers?
Are you talking about like
Mega Man?
Like,
you have to be a... Well, yeah, he
so, like, I take, like, Spark Mandrill's life force? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, like, you get some...
It's
some,
like you absorb Cut Man's emotional problems with his
or, like, his taste on Thai food or something. Like, you have his, like... You have all the bad experiences he associates with that food.
Just killed Pharaoh Man and now I can't love a woman.
Or like I absorb Chill Penguin and all of a sudden I'm like really into Fallout Boy for some reason.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
I'm saying that's not an unreasonable thing to happen.
I guess. Whatever.
I'm not sure how the gun system works. I really don't know.
You gotta be a certain
is
type
that
of
why
person to fire those snakes.
Is that why the game
you
gets
know?
Harder and harder?
I know.
Of all the emotional trauma?
Yes. He's just got more and more shit to deal with.
Yes, man. Yes.
The game is a metaphor. Okay, go ahead.
Villain in video game history is anyone is sorry the character of Oddjob in GoldenEye for Nintendo 64. If you're doing multiple,
how are you going to come to that conclusion?
Because he's shorter when Oddjob is actually taller.
I just say your friend is a dick for picking that person.
Okay, so then my friend is a dick. It is the ultimate villain.
He's just a guy.
Not in GoldenEye.
No, in the movie GoldenEye.
In the movie GoldenEye.
Goldfinger.
God damn it,
you
Nick.
Know, there's a video game, just to totally not talk about Makula's thing, there's a villain I never really understood in the video game world, and that's the Umbrella Corporation from Resident Evil.
Yeah, sure. God.
Good call.
It's very confusing, because they make people into zombies, and unless a company wants to make people into zombies,
now,
why would you keep doing it?
Now, refresh my memory. Umbrella
there's a high demand
were
for
they,
zombies.
What was the Umbrella Corporation? Were they like a pharmaceutical?
They were.
Yeah, but they were. But here's the thing. Umbrella Corporation, they would do experiments, and then people would turn into zombies, but then they would cover it up. I thought that is what made them evil, is that they were covering it up.
Yeah, but they, I mean, they got out. Because
it would
the
always
world.
Be on, but it would only be on, like, some island or
is
some place that was remote. Like, it wasn't like.
Or Raccoon City.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Raccoon City wasn't that big. It's still a small city. It's a small town.
It's not Raccoon Town.
It's not Raccoon Town.
All right.
It ain't Raccoon Village.
But it didn't get outside of Raccoon City.
It did.
Yes, no, it totally did. There's like 12 games.
Well, in the first game. Sorry.
Well, in the first game, you're just in the mansion. No, no, no.
Yeah,
you're in the mansion and the surrounding area, but it's enclosed in that.
Think
area.
Of Luigi's Haunted Mansion. And yes, there are undead there.
But you know what? It had to have spread almost immediately, just because there were zombie dogs. Zombie dogs are going to get the hell out of there. Really
quick. For sure.
They're not all breaking through windows of that one terrifying hallway.
Like. You know, crazy cultists that were part of the plan too.
Well, that was the fourth one. Didn't count as zombies.
That's true. That was more like a.
It was a cult.
Yeah.
Okay, I only have one movie in my head to represent this, so I'm just thinking of Ernest Goes to Jail, where he ends up fighting himself. And I always thought the ultimate villain would be an evil clone of you who looks. He's like. Because isn't that the best villains of the world who are, like, Scott? Equal to you in almost
are
every
you
single
the dark
way?
Episode.
Or, like, Dr. Jekyll. Mr. Hyde. Gosh.
Yeah.
Or like Dark Link.
Dark Link, right.
Link versus
but
Dark
he,
Link.
But Dark Link was never the main villain, was he?
No. Well, no, of
no,
course
but it
not.
Is just
but,
great to have a...
But you know what? There was one of the Mario... I think Super Mario Sunshine had, like, a weird dark Mario for
isn't
some reason.
Yeah.
No. It was like Shadow Mario.
Shadow Mario.
Evil Ooh. Waldo.
Bart
the, an evil Waldo.
Yeah.
Sure.
What was Darkwing Duck's doppelganger?
Oh,
dark
damn it.
Yeah.
He was like the same thing, but, you know.
He's so cool.
I guess we can look it up.
Yeah. You know, what about, you know, like, the way I feel about, you know, shadow people and shadow villains.
Shadow men.
Yeah, Shadowman.
I
would think it would be more like the Scott Pilgrim situation, where
you end up being buddies.
Yeah, where it would be like I can reason with you, dude. You're me.
You're me. Yeah.
Hey, let's sit down.
But he's the
Brian,
exact opposite of you.
Come on, Brian.
In the other worlds.
Yeah, but
it worked the same way.
But we could figure it out, man. I mean, he looks like me.
What if the
hey, it's me, Mega Brian.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Gooks.
What if you can't
why would I say that?
Because you're Nega, which is negative.
You believe the exact opposite of what you believe.
Yeah,
you'd never get along. The Scott Pilgrim, the Nega Scott theory is a lie.
What?
Yeah.
No.
You'd have to be the opposite person because you would just get along otherwise. You'd be like, I see your point on everything.
But he
let's
would
not
be
fight.
The he would He's be the yin negative. To my yang.
So you'd believe the opposite.
In perfect
you would
harmony.
Connect on
yes.
like
yeah.
small,
I feel
very
like
small
would,
levels.
Yeah,
the
I feel like we would
from
connect
Darkwing
on
Duck
small
Duck was
things.
Named Negaduck.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Interesting.
Or Drake yeah. Mallard.
But that goes back to in the beginning we were talking about like Professor X, Magneto, like kind of when you're evenly, you know. Having those two because
they're still friends. They
yeah.
just are the exact opposite.
True.
Yeah.
Which makes better villains. I like
I wouldn't say... Are you saying Professor X and Magneto are the exact opposites?
I guess I'm
one
not saying
want.
That they're exact opposite.
Yeah,
but
I think they have the same exact goal.
That's
yeah,
definitely
I
a yin and a yang, though. You
but,
know,
yeah, like I guess that. They're more of a yin and a yang. But I feel like a nega me would be...
Would have your same goals, but just have different attitudes towards them?
Probably.
Hmm.
Because, like, what
his
would
goals
be,
are, like, kill everyone who...
Yeah, because, like, if they would be the... You know, maybe his goals would be, like... If he was the opposite of me, maybe his goals would be, like, to not do stuff. To sit and do nothing.
Yeah, like, instead of, like, having a conversation with, like, everyone you see, you wouldn't have a conversation with.
Yeah.
Be kind of silent.
Yeah.
And brooding. You'd be emo. That's what you'd be.
That would be the opposite.
Yeah, obviously you would be emo.
Nick,
but then on the inside he would be happy all the time?
Sure, because he's fucking just happy to be miserable.
So
you would
say,
be Mark Musician.
So I would be Mark Musician. You're saying that...
Oh my God!
Well... Guess what, dude? I've been friends with him for like 7-8 years, and we live together. So
sometimes you get pancakes.
Yeah, sometimes we get pancakes. And dude, man, yeah, I guess I live with my nega person. Nah.
There you go.
That is
Can
funny.
I just stop? What the fuck are you doing, Nick? Nick has been making like a goddamn airplane noise with his hand for the past like 3 minutes.
Oh, I was just pretending my hand was a spaceship.
Oh, I thought you were doing Good. Something fucking retarded. Sorry.
Nick, who is your villain? Your personal villain?
Me in life?
In yes. Life.
The Red Line train. Oh, let me tell That's you a why. Good one. Let me tell you why.
It runs on time generally.
No, it doesn't. Not if you're a northbound rider during rush hour, like a reverse commute, which I have to work. I work in Edgewater.
Earlier, man.
I leave when you leave. It's a 10-minute ride on the train, and I leave at 8:26 every morning. I should be there. And those trains...
So 10-minute ride on the train, oh, more. Oh my God.
No. Hear me
Poor
out.
Baby.
It's just a train. How is it a villain, Makula?
Chris.
Go earlier.
Don't my villain. All right.
Okay. All right.
Back off. The Red Line, though... they should be relooping to go right so they can go back to the busy area. No, they just take their time. It's only... If you ever are on, let's say, Belmont, and you're on the crowded platform going south towards the loop... and you look across the street or look across the tracks, you'll see me and like 3 other people. I'm just drinking my coffee. I got all the room in the world. And it's cool. I get onto the train. It's like the entire train's to myself.
How
it's
long
coffee.
Would you say you've ever waited?
I waited 18 minutes this morning.
Holy shit.
Makula.
No, hang on. For a train. And then it's the thing is the train always stops at Wilson and
you
goes express.
You can take the bus, man.
No, bus can not be faster.
Makula. Yep. Okay.
I don't know what to do.
Red Line, Scott, Red Line train. In terms of villainy, would you say better or worse than Hitler?
Don't
fuck up the mic.
Let me just quickly defend myself. Hitler's a horrible person.
Okay. Yeah, he's really bad.
In order for Hitler to be my villain, he has to be alive now, and he has to be preventing me from doing something like going to work
or killing
a girl.
So,
but he's not alive right now, so I'm gonna go. Red Line.
So Red Line train, more of... Okay.
No, but...
No, man. No,
according to your definition of a villain or in the story of a villain's purpose of blocking a protagonist
hero... the train is your enemy for life.
It's your ally in lots of ways. It's helping
but
you,
It's
too.
Your villain.
There are people that yell at
it
me on that train.
It is actively against you.
It has always been against me.
It's a train.
If it was your villain, it would never ever stop for you.
Yeah.
It would flick you off every time it passed.
It would try to punch you as it flew by.
It would spray poison gas when you board it.
Anyway, I think I can defend Nick McCooley.
Good luck.
I believe he's trying to go for the whole man versus machine thing.
Yeah.
Take for instance what we mentioned earlier, Event Horizon, which was the spaceship that was evil. And try to ruin people's lives.
It would be work so much better if McCool wasn't being a fucking retard behind you.
You don't know what you just did.
A spaceship noise with his hands.
Well, Castelvi, if you're saying that someone who punches me all the time would be a villain, then I would say that you would be my villain.
I'll just contest to that. I am
you
actively
punch me
trying
every
to
day.
Kill you.
You yell at me in the morning when I say hi to you when I'm drinking my coffee and having a protein shake.
I don't punch you then.
Oh, no, you did before.
That's just
now,
a bully. Oh, bullies aren't that terrible of a villain. Yeah.
You know what is an interesting villain?
I do punch you, though.
What do you reckon Scrooge McDuck's villain is?
The Red Line.
Greed.
Good work. Yeah.
People who
this
can't pay him back.
I don't know where this is going.
You know what I think his villain would be?
Money.
Close. I think his villain would be debt.
Like how much debt?
Well, it's okay to be in a little bit of debt if you're Scrooge. No, it's not.
Now, do you owe Scrooge McDuck money? Because he needs his money.
Well, if anybody would happen to owe Scrooge McDuck $10,000, they would sure be in a lot of debt.
Oh, where could they go?
I know a great place they could go.
Oh, thank God, because I'm sure he has no idea.
Yeah, they would need to go to Legal Helper's Debt Resolution. Legal Helper's Debt Resolution will guarantee to negotiate down your credit card debt of $10,000 or more, or your money back. And Legal Helper's Debt Resolution will guarantee to rid you of any villain that you might have, whether it's an actual person, or an inanimate object, or an animal.
Bum, bum.
Not a guarantee.
Castelvi? Castelvi?
Yes?
Please, do that jingle. You know, that song they're singing. Round the globe!
Okay. 866-963-2354. Legal help us get resolution. LegalHelpUsDR.com. Let's not do this anymore.
Yeah.
Shark!
Fuck legal help.
We don't get any money from you fucking cocksuckers.
You guys suck.
Fuck you. Fucking tired of it.
We know who Castelvi's villain is. Yeah.
Don't listen to him, legal debt helpers. We got you
back.
You
didn't get the goddamn name right. Who cares? Let's talk about Target now.
Let's not.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. You know what? No, I needed to go to Target for some just simple like funnels for cooking. They don't
take the red
line.
Well, they've got everything.
Fuck Target, man. No, they have them.
But to be fair, they have really good lady shoes.
It's not what I was shopping for.
Other than that, like, Target.
You know, I actually went to Target the other day to get like a few things done at once. I needed to get a new mat for like, our floors, so we don't have snowy floors. And I wanted to buy The Social Network on Blu-ray, mm-hmm. and I also wanted to get beer.
And then groceries.
Why'd you get them? I don't get on Blu-ray though.
Yeah,
well, they're great.
Whatever. But I went there and they were out of The Social Network, and their mats were like $20, and their beer was also as expensive.
So overpriced.
So I just didn't go.
I actually got at Target recently. I bought Toy Story 3 on Blu-ray,
nice.
And I got DiGiorno pizza and wine there.
Ooh la la!
What a great night! That sounds like a perfect night.
It was a great night, damn it. So I'll actually support Target this week.
I won't.
Honey, it's all right.
Neither
will I. Target, it's great.
Oh, jeez.
This time.
So overall.
So we all have our villains, yeah. but you, audience, have certainly not been our villain this week.
Nice, Jens.
Wow.
Good job.
I would say you have
well
been
done,
our heroes.
General.
Thank you. So thank you to everybody listening, whether you're listening live on Blog TV, or if you're catching this 7 days from now when we post it on the website, as we do every Monday. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you all for sticking with us for a year, 52 episodes. It's been awesome. And thanks again, everyone who responded on Facebook and Twitter. You all mean the world to us. So
literally.
Thank you very much. We're almost done here, but it's just about time. Though I am already reluctant. It is time for Mikula's seven
words
of wisdom.
You go into the cage. Cage goes.
This is bad.
Damn it, man.
Seven words of wisdom.
I really had faith in that last one that it was going to get a sentence.
It was different this time.
It was.
Yeah, I thought this was a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Get some Jaws.
All right.
Okay.
I know.
All right, so again, from all of us at Octavarius, thank you guys so much. Have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everybody.
Bye!
Don't run for your life. You're running out of time. Close and lock the door.
He's coming back for more.
We should talk about
Carnage. Oh, he's so violent.